Once a month, we find a space somewhere in our region where interesting things are happening now or happened in the past. But for this month's trip to a noteworthy space, Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellum steps inside a building in Cave Springs, where there is an intriguing plan for the future.
For more than 50 years, the congregation of Lakeview Baptist Church in Cave Springs met at the same place. Though the congregation moved to a new facility just down the road a few years ago, the old church will soon be a vital part of the small downtown of Cave Springs once again. The Illinois River Watershed Partnership purchased the building and plans to turn it into a learning center where people can learn about the region's environment. Delia Hawk, the executive director of the IRWP, says the building's former life and future one might merge in interesting ways.
We were trying to figure out how we might incorporate the water from the baptismal into some kind of stream. I don't know that that will work, but certainly water is a big part of the story of the history of this location.
The IRWP currently is stationed inside a building just a few hundred feet away, in a building that has served as offices, meeting space, and classroom. Hawk says the new acquisition will eventually be a high-tech, multidimensional learning center. The former choir loft will be turned into a simulated cave by Becky Christensen, an artist who lives in Rogers. Delia Hawk says the IRWP hopes the interior of the learning center can provide lessons in conjunction with the surrounding outside. A 31-acre sanctuary in Cave Springs with wildlife, a spring, and wetlands. She says inspiration for the Learning Center came from similar facilities at the Janet Huckabee Arkansas River Valley Nature Center in Fort Smith and Hobbs State Park and Conservation Area near Rogers, as well as from other places.
We kind of see this as similar to like a rain garden, rainforest cafe, only it would be our rain garden. As they enter it, they would feel like they're outside. But this will help us teach some what they were going to experience. And then when we take them outside, these are things they can be looking for.
The outdoor but indoor concept includes an ambitious floor plan for the main room on the ground floor. Not only is the simulated cave part of the design, but visitors might find themselves immersed in a miniature version of the real Illinois River's watershed, where several headwater tributaries flow into the Illinois. Osage Creek comes out of Rogers, Spring Creek from Springdale, Clear Creek from Fayetteville, and other creeks like Flint and Sager come from the west. Delia Hawk says she can see the left side of the main room eventually representing the southern portion of the watershed and the right side depicting the northern part.
What we want when they walk in is to get a sense of how those tributary streams flow together into the Illinois River on downstream to northeast Oklahoma. But they'll see visually how from an underground spring right here in Cave Springs flows directly into Osage Creek, which joins up with Spring Creek and on down. So we want them to feel that as they walk through.
The original church building was built in 1952, and what is now the main room was added just 5 years later. The building's deceptively big. The main floor is supported by an upstairs where offices can be located and by a basement where other displays can be built and events held. In all, the IRWP has 9,000 square feet to work with, much more than the current offices down the street.
As you saw, we're in a little building right now. There's not much room. We've had up to 100 kids in that room, which is really tight. This will give us an opportunity to have larger groups of classes and grades, whole schools come out, and we'll be able to move them from learning center to learning center. We'll have an art and nature artist studio in the back. We'll have a library.
Delia Hawk says they've had consultants look at the possibilities for wiring for live video feeds that would be streamed into the building from different spots around the sanctuary. She says the IRWP's education outreach coordinator, Lauren Ray, has grand designs for the back wall of the main room that include a climbing wall up one side,
going across the offices, and then a water slide coming down the right.
Delia admits the water slide idea is not yet reality.
So we haven't quite sure figured out how we can accommodate all that Lauren envisions, but some kind of climbing wall and slide, I'm sure, will be a part of the experience. We want it to be interactive for kids.
Hawk says the IRWP was able to buy the former church through the help of a dozen legislators committing money from their district's general improvement funds. The formal announcement of plans was made earlier this month, but Delia Hawk allows completing the transition will take some time.
Converting it from a former church with the pews, as well as the classrooms and equipment and things, to a new learning center will take several months to begin before we actually in here offering some of the new classes. But our new art structure that will be the cave feature will begin right away. And they'll be working on that even as we're replacing windows and flooring and painting and all that good work.
Cave Springs is one of the smaller incorporated towns in Northwest Arkansas, population about 1,200, but thousands pass through the downtown each week on Highway 112 going to or from Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport. The planned learning center sits right on that highway, also known as Main Street in Cave Springs, and right across from the learning center is the currently drained Lake Keith. A quick tour of the future learning center's basement demonstrates how closely linked the indoor and outdoor learning possibilities will be.
Right here's where we go out the back door, and we're right at the creek. And we see a deck out here with the waterfall and the outflow coming out as the lake is refilled, or when the lake is refilled. We have 2 acres here next to the church that will be used for fishing and enjoying just this beautiful area right here.
Looking toward the future, Delia Hawks says the Illinois River Watershed Partnership would like to connect to the Razorback Greenway Trail as well. That's the lengthy trail system that will soon stretch from South Fayetteville to the edge of Bella Vista. She says the IRWP has talked with the officials with the trail system about becoming a trailhead in Cave Springs.
We're about 4 miles just west of where the trail will go up in between Rogers and Lowell. So people can either ride their bikes or walk or hike or run here. Stop, there'll be picnic tables, they can eat, they can get a drink, they can use the restroom, they can tour around, and you know, there'll be sightseeing places along our trails that they can spend some time.
Delia Hawk is the executive director for the Illinois River Watershed Partnership. She says she hopes the new learning center in downtown Cave Springs can be opened later this year.
So this isn't just an environmental or just an industry or just a, you know, agriculture. It's all of those groups here together talking to each other and learning. That's one of the things our board members find so fascinating, and they come from all walks of life. I didn't know you guys did that. I didn't know you were doing this. And oh, okay, thanks for doing that. So we are educating ourselves all the time as well.
You can learn more about the IRWP at their website, irwp.org. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.